USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never before seen in the United States. President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.